Now, the FBI director warns against the increase in the flow of foreign fighters into Syria. James Comey said that the people who travel from the United States and other countries to fight in Syria may become radicalized. He stated that the issue poses a threat to U.S. national security. The Syria crisis began in March 2011. Many people, including a large number of security forces, have been killed in the turmoil. The Syrian government says certain Western countries, and especially the United States, and their regional allies are fueling the crisis. Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War joins me from Ontario for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Stone, just how serious a threat can these foreign fighters in Syria be for their native countries?
These foreign fighters could be a serious threat when they return to their home countries. But I don't think that that's the reason that the FBI director made these remarks at this particular time. I think his remarks may indicate that the U.S. is contemplating a change of tactics in its covert and illegal war against the sovereign state of Syria. As everybody knows, the U.S. has marshaled its own forces and its allies, including Canada, to place these jihadist mercenaries inside of Syria and cause the maximum damage that they could. They have spent time, money, and resources on it. But what has been the result? The U.S., the result has been that the Syrian government, after 4 years of war, is now more popular than it ever was, and the Syrian Arab Army is advancing on every front. The U.S., like the fictional Dr. Frankenstein, has created a monster. They created these jihadist mercenary groups that pay no attention to their imperial master, that spend most of their time fighting amongst themselves, and the guerrilla leaders that the U.S. groomed to be their leaders have all been killed or been pushed aside by some of these new jihadists. So, and in the world's mind, the U.S. is now becoming associated with the crimes, the terrible, despicable crimes against humanity that these mercenaries have carried out against the ordinary people of Syria, and they've had the gall to videotape themselves doing it and placing the videos on YouTube for the entire world to see. So it might be that Comer's remarks might be a chance for the U.S. or an attempt by the U.S. to step back from supporting these mercenaries and attempting to dissociate itself from the bad press that they're getting. I think that in the end, it might mean that the United States may be winding down or contemplating winding down its illegal and not so covert war against Syria. On the other hand, it might also indicate that the U.S. Might be contemplating a full-scale military intervention along with NATO against Syria, in which case the people of the West, who already have shown themselves to be opposed to this war, really have to let the politicians know that they have to keep their hands off Syria. That's the main thing. Hands off Syria.
And of course, with regards to these foreign fighters in Syria, what preventive measures can these respective Western countries take to discourage such fighters and stop them from going to Syria?
I believe that the Canadian government, the U.S. government, and the British government knew full well about the recruiting tactics that were carried on in their own countries in full view of their security services. And as I said earlier, they created a monster. They let it happen. They probably, and I'm sure they could have, stopped this recruitment process before it got started. But they allowed it to happen because it was useful for them. And now they are stuck with the problem of what happens when these people come back. I suppose that if they want to protect themselves against these people, the first thing they can do is stop the war, stop funding this guerrilla operation. And if they pulled the money plug, it would end tomorrow. And the other thing is, since they know full well who the people are that left Canada, Britain, United States, France, and all these countries, they need to stop them when they come back and deal with them. I'm not sure how, but to make it very clear that the game is over.
All right, Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War from Ontario. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.